the great Shalom broadcast, bringing hope and health and healing to children and young people. My name is Sharon Sarles, and today we have the Christian Choral Society of Austin as our guest via the magic of technology. And the artistic director there is Kathy Hargis. They were in concert last night. And later on in the broadcast, I will tell you how to get in touch with them. And also our upcoming series on homeschool resources here in town. For now, may I say a word about worship? Christmas is a time to worship. Worship is no musty, dusty ritual. It's more than merely a concert. Worshiping in spirit and in truth is the most fun, most wild, most awesome thing we could ever do. And here on the broadcast, we are going to worship today. Yes, we are going to hear some beautiful music with the dear voices of children who are educated at home and led by this wonderful leader in the home education community, Kathy Hargis. But I challenge you to lay aside whatever else you are doing and not just enjoy the music, but to worship, because it's all about Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for coming to us. Amazing that you, King of the universe, would strip yourself of your power and your privilege and come to us as a helpless baby, subject to cold and dark and pain and humiliation. You laid aside your privilege and glory to share your glorious grace and abundant life with us. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Come now. Come down upon us. Draw us to worship you. Worship you deeply. We give you our lives. It's the best investment we ever made. We give you our attention. We give you our time, our talents, our money. Let us worship you in fact, in reality, in truth. Not just in emotion, but in joy and in your spirit. Let us worship you with our whole lives and extend your hope, your life, your health, your salvation to those around us. Let us honor you. Give us that privilege, Lord, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
we're here at 99.3, 97.5 FM, WWKLGO. We are so thankful for all the support that we get. Particularly, I'd like to send a thank you out to my intercessor team. We are looking for some sponsoring partners who can help us with airtime. And so we will take a break now, and we thank you, and we wish you Merry Christmas.
God wants you healed. We know this for many reasons. Read why in Sister Sharon's new book, God Wants You Healed. Turn away doubts and receive healing. It is not God's plan for any child to have pain or deficiency. Stop believing stories and get one step closer to God and healing by understanding God wants you healed. Send $15 to P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630.
Please consider sponsoring the Great Shalom broadcast. For details, please contact Sharon Sarles at info@greatshalom.org or this station at 637-9300. You will be blessed as you invest in children and youth. That's info@greatshalom.org or call 512-637-9300. Thank you.
Homeschoolers now have confident one-stop shopping with professional advice from an experienced Christian homeschooler. Just log on to faithfamilylearning.org for a recommended selection of curricula, books, educational equipment, supplements, and resource links. Shop the nation while still supervising the children. Just go to faithfamilylearning.org. That's faithfamilylearning.org.
Educators, reduce conflict on your staff, clear up business problems, and motivate your staff. Sharon Sarles will show you how. Yes, and recognized clock hours are available for early childhood and private school educators in Texas. For more information, go to www.orgstrat.net. That's orgstrat.net. Training educators since 1990 and consulting since 1998.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer.
Here on the Word Radio 98.5 and 99.3, WWKLGO.net. And this is the Great Shalom broadcast, airing our Christmas gift to you and to the Lord Jesus. And our guests today, via recording technology, are the Christian Choral Society of Austin, Kathy Hargis, Artistic Director. And our thanks go out to their sound engineer, whose only name I have is Thomas. We also thank Dean Clark of this station, who went out of his way to help us get this ready. And we can't say enough about all of the staff here at KLGO. They have been so encouraging. And thank you to Juan Martinez, who's helping me this morning, and to Sharon and George and the whole team here. Thank you so much. We also would like to thank Richard and Michelle Sanders, who provide our theme music. And you can find out about them and get more of their wonderful anointed music if you go to www.greatshalom.org and click through the Friends selection to their website, and you may order their music CDs and tapes. And we are enjoying some Christian music by these angelic young voices from the Christian Choral Society of Austin today. And later on, we'll hear about more homeschool resources. Mr. and Ms. Hargis also run the Christian College Preparatory Academy, and you can call them here in Austin at 394-0033. or you can go to www.greatshalom.org, and I will post their website so you can click through and find out more about them. I encourage you to have your children involved with music and singing. It is a wonderful thing for cognitive development and physical development. And you know, it's good for us too. The Lord knew what he was doing when he put singing into worship. And I will encourage you to get involved. And I'll say a little word right now about the resources for children in our town, especially for those who are educated at home. Here in our area, we have a robust and well-resourced community of home educators. And this choir is a good example of that. And there are many other opportunities for group interaction and professional input. And in upcoming broadcasts, we'll have several opportunities to showcase some of that selection. So in the first weeks of next year, we will talk to some people who provide such services. We'll talk to some physicians as well who address certain learning problems. And we will showcase some Christian schools. So whether you are a parent who educates your children at home or a parent who's simply interested in supplementing the other education that you can provide or an educator, you will want to know about these resources. So put the Great Shalom broadcast on your calendar. Make a point to listen. Tell your friends and check out our schedule on our website. And we will resource your efforts in developing your children. And let the information we share be twice sown seed in the kingdom, into the future, and into the lives of many children. And now back to the choir.
Oh, and I have one correction to make. It's church.
And we will have just a little bit more music in a moment. But for now, I would like to read to you from Scripture. It's the tradition in my family on Christmas Eve to read the account of the birth of the Messiah from Luke. So let me share that with you in the second chapter in Luke. I invite you to listen for the Word of God. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Dear Lord, we celebrate your glory, your grace, your unspeakable gift. Glory be unto you, not unto us, but to you, Lord. Thank you for your favor, your mercy, your shalom, your so great salvation. We would receive that salvation at your hand. If anyone is listening and who needs that part of salvation that is justification, being right with God, just tell him, Lord, I receive your gift. If anyone is listening who needs that part of salvation that is rescue from bad lifestyle, just tell him, Lord, I receive your salvation now. If anyone needs that part of salvation that is healing, healing of any kind, just tell them, Lord, I receive your salvation. I receive all of your gifts. I would receive your healing now. Thank you, Lord. And if anyone would like the honor and privilege of serving him, just tell him, just as I received your grace, Lord, I will receive your will. Just as I gave you my life, so I give it to you again. I receive your Holy Spirit. I will listen to you. I will do what you say. Thank you, God. Amen. Now, I exhort you to put fact to your truth, feet to your words, wherever you are, wherever work there, whatever you have in your hand, give that. Whatever God tells you to do, do that. And please write us and tell us that you prayed with us. Tell us what you received. And I want to let you know that what I think is the most special broadcast of the year is coming next week. We will be releasing prayers for healing and deliverance next week. I believe I was directed to do this, and we have a guest, Lisa Hoover, who I thank very much, who is associated with the Austin Healing Room. She'll come and she'll pray with me. We will be releasing prayers for healing. Come in the spirit of worship. Come ready to receive from God, looking at his face. And certainly, please communicate with us. Please write us. Tell us your prayer requests. Tell us what you received today. Tuck in a Christmas gift for Jesus if you feel led, and because he would like to bless all children. And you may write to us at P.O. Box 971 Austin 78630. That's P.O. Box 971 Austin 78630. And you may also communicate with us over internet at info@greatshalom.org. And now, more for the children, from the children. prosperous new year, a year of great shalom. And this is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom Broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org. Join Sharon Sarles again next Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. for the Great Shalom Broadcast.